Kedushin, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, 4-3. The Mishnah continues to discuss Yochsin, and you recall back from the first Mishnah of the Perek that there were these 10 different levels that came back to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel under Ezra. And we said basically, loosely speaking, there was a group of Jews that are called Kahal Hashem, including that Kahal Hashem were the Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, as well as the Chalalim. So those people are regular Jews called Kahal Hashem. Then there's a Machlokas back of the next two levels, which was the Gerim and the Meshuchrarim, the converts in a normal sense, and then also emancipated slaves. There's a question whether or not they're included in what's called Kahal Hashem. It's Machlokas. Back in Mishnah Aleph, we only brought one opinion. We said they are not Kahal Hashem. In this Mishnah, we'll see there's a Shita Rabbi Yehuda says they are Kahal Hashem. And then we had the Mamzerim and Nesinim, who are not allowed to marry into the Kahal Hashem. So they couldn't marry a regular Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, or Chalala, for sure, and Machlokas about the emancipated slaves and the regular converts. And then we had these two levels of Sfeikos, the Shtuki and the Asufi, who we don't know their father or the father and the mother. Our Mishnah starts out by saying essentially a repeat of the first principle, which is Kol Asurim Lavo B'Kahal. Any of the groups who cannot marry into the main body of the Jewish people, meaning, for example, the Mamzerim, Nesinim, etc., Mutarm Lavo Zebazet, they can't marry into one another. So that means a Mamzer could marry a Nasin. Okay, now, Rabbi Yehuda Oser, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, they can't. So what's going on here? So the Tanna Kamma, although he's repeating himself, would agree that even if the convert came from Ammon or Moab, whose male converts are restricted into marrying to the main population forever, they're treated as regular converts, meaning although they can't marry into the main population, Mamzer and Anasin could marry, or Nesina could marry into the Ammoni and Moavi converts. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a convert, a normal convert, or an emancipated slave, is actually, yes, included in part of Kahal Hashem. And therefore, a Mamzer or Anasin may not marry a convert. But since a convert that comes from Ammon or Moab cannot ever marry the Jewish people, they're considered to be not part of the Kahal Hashem, meaning that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that a Mamzer or a Nasan can marry them. Now, the halacha is like the old Tanna Kamma, who held that a convert is not technically Kahal Hashem, which means that a Mamzer or a Nasan, etc., could marry a convert. Okay? Now, that said, there's another shita here. We learned before that the dubious pedigreed people, meaning the Shtuki and the Sufi, who we don't know who either one or both the parents are, we said that they could marry a Mamzer, even though it's a Suffolk. Maybe they're not Mamzerim. But we said they could. So here, and that was by dint of a din d'oraisa, a limud from a pasuk. Here, Rabbi Eliezer, or probably the correct gerst actually is Rabbi Lazar, holds that Midrabanan they may not, meaning since there's a chance that the Shtuki or a Sufi is actually not a Mamzer but a regular part of Kahal Hashem, so they cannot marry other questionable people because it's a Suffolk, and he didn't want that to happen. The Suffolk, notwithstanding the Doraisa, he wanted to keep things clean, Midrabanan. And that being the case, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Vadain Bevadain Mutar. If people of certain lineage, one could marry one into the other, meaning, of course, a Yisrael with a Levi or something, but also a Vadei Mamzer with a Vadei Nasin. But if you have one of the two people in the marriage are a Shtuki or a Sufi, they don't know who they are, so then Vadain Besfeikan, a certain identified person of their pedigree with someone who we don't know their status, or Sfeikan Bevadain, whether it's male to female or female to male, Usfeikin, Besfeikin, or even if you have two different people, both of whom are Suffolk, meaning two Asufis or two Shtukis want to marry one another, etc. Usser, all those are Usser Midurabanan. Now, the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, which I'll elaborate more in a moment, just to finish the mission for Sokan. It says, Ve'eluhen Asfeikos, who are the people included in the Sfeikos? That's the Shtuki, the people who don't know who the father is, the Asufi, the people who don't know who either parent is, and the Kusi. If you recall the Kusim, they were people who, in the time of the Mishnah, were considered to be Jewish. So the Suffolk is not if they're Jewish or not. They are Jewish in the Mishnah's time. That's the assumption of the Mishnah here. However, they didn't keep Torah Shabbat well, and therefore their administration to the lachas of of Kedushin and Gittin was not proper, and therefore they might have had second marriages where they thought the first marriage wasn't binding when it really was, or the second marriage thought the divorce was good but really wasn't good, and therefore they're creating mamzerim, and therefore all kusim are assumed to be possible mamzerim in the Mishnah. So, like I said, the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar, meaning that we are machmir for this, and someone who of dubious status can't marry someone else of dubious status. While that is true, and that would mean, therefore, for example, a kusi could marry another kusi, or a shtuki could marry another sufi, and so on, which is obviously very difficult. There are two sugar coatings to that bitter pill. The first is, don't forget. Kusim forget about their considered goyim nowadays, anyways, if there was one who was identified. As far as the shtuki and the sufi, don't forget that lahalacha shtuki is only someone, we believe the mother. Therefore, it's someone who the mother didn't tell us or wouldn't tell us or couldn't tell us who the father was, therefore we're not sure. Maybe it's a mamzer, but it's probably rather uncommon. And the sufi is someone who had been abandoned as a child in such a way that we thought the parents just wanted the child to die. It wasn't taken care of, it wasn't swaddled, it wasn't bris milah, it wasn't had to have a kamir on its neck, it wasn't a time of famine, and so on and so forth. So, probably rather uncommon. But in any case, if that happens, so then they can't marry into another suffix situation. But Rabbi Lezer does hold, like the Tanakhama of a couple of Mishnayos ago, that the converts, Gerim, are considered to be not Kahal Hashem, and therefore they kind of can go both ways, meaning that a regular Kahal Hashem, a Yisrael, can marry a Ger, and also a Ger can marry a Mamzer. So therefore, these Shtuki and a Sufi and the Kusi, according to the Mishnah, could, yes, marry at least marry a ger or a gioras as is appropriate.